Oh, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Come on, let's give Jesus a clap.
为耶稣拍掌。
Let's honor the King of Kings.
尊荣万王之王。
Let's honor Him tonight.
今天我们来尊荣他。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
We honor you.
尊荣你。
We welcome you.
欢迎你。
Come and touch us.
来触摸我们。
Transform us.
转化我们。
Heal us.
医治我们。
Deliver us.
是释放我们。
We give you the honor.
献上冠。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
Well, it's just a great joy to be here.
来到这里何等喜乐！
I've been coming here for years.
我来这里很多年了。
And I always love being here.
每一次都很喜欢回来。
It's such a great atmosphere.
这里有很棒的属灵氛围。
And it's wonderful to be part of the journey of this church.
很开心能参与在这教会的旅程当中。
To see everyone growing.
看见大家成长。
To see the church thriving.
看见教会兴旺。
It's always a joy to see that.
看见这个都是很开心的。
And we always feel so very welcome here.
也感觉在这里很受欢迎。
Last night we went to one of the branch churches.
昨天晚上我们到一个分堂。
And saw God touch so many lives.
上帝触摸很多生命。
In New Zealand, today is Father's Day.
在纽西兰今天是父亲节。
We have it on a different day of the year. We have ours in September.
那我们呢刚好是在九月份有父亲节。
So this morning I received many texts.
今天早上收到很多简讯。
Family and also from grandchildren.
来自家人还有我的孙子女
all very happy and saying they miss me
哇很开心说他们很想念我
and this is always the thing that we love
这都是我们喜欢的
we love being with family
喜欢跟家人在一起
family of God
上帝的家人
and our own family
还有自己的家人
you know did you realize
你有没有发现
that the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians
在以弗所书圣经说
that family takes its nature from God who is the Father
而家庭以父就是我们的神得名。
And so I'm going to share this morning on the Father's love.
今早跟大家分享是父亲的爱。
Share on the Father's love.
要分享父亲的爱。
And we're going to look at a particular teaching of Jesus.
来看耶稣的一个教导。
Which he used to reveal what God is like.
他使用这个来显明父神是如何。
That's the question many people have.
很多人有这样的问题。
Does God exist?
上帝是否存在?
And if he exists,
如果存在,
what is God like?
上帝是怎样的?
And mostly people make up their own idea of God.
大部分人自己设想上帝的观点。
Our own idea of God is an image or an idol.
我们对上帝想法可能是一个形象, 一个偶像。
And we're not called to worship idols or images.
但上帝叫我们不要去拜偶像。
God desires a relationship with you.
上帝渴望是跟你建立关系。
In the Old Testament,
旧约里头,
Moses made a prayer to God.
摩西向上帝祈祷。
He had seen miracles.
他看过神迹了。
He had seen what God has done.
看见上帝的作为。
But he prayed in Exodus 33.
但出埃及记三十三章他祷告。
Show me your glory.
显明你的荣耀。
Show me who you are.
显明你是谁。
Show me what you're really like.
显明你到底是如何的。
And he said, if your presence doesn't go with us,
他说你同在不与我们同去。
How will people know we're different?
人们怎么知道我们不一样呢？
And so God said, if I showed you this,
上帝说我若显明给你，
then you couldn't handle it.
你们是处理不了的。
But he said, I will come and reveal my name to you.
他说我来向你显明我的名。
The name means the nature.
这名字代表上帝的性情。
So, names in the Bible have meaning.
圣经中讲到名字是有含义的
something about the person.
描述这个人
So in Exodus chapter 34
到三十四章
And in verse 5
第五节
It says something amazing
讲了很神奇的话
It said the Lord descended in a cloud
他说主在云彩中降临
And stood with him
与他站立在一处
Imagine that
想象这个
God descending in a cloud
上帝在云彩中降临
And standing with you
站在你身旁
And then the Lord proclaimed his name
主宣告他的名字
So Moses couldn't look on him directly
摩西不能直接看他
But God declared his name
但上帝宣告他的名
God told Moses who he is
上帝告诉摩西他是谁
Now people have many opinions of God
人对上帝有很多的意见
But there are two ways you can get to know what he's like
用两种方式你可以知道他是谁
One, read what he said about himself This is who I am
第一你读到他自己话语怎么说
And this is what he said
他这样说
He described himself like this
他是这样描述自己
The Lord God.
主耶和华神。
And that word means, the words there mean this.
这里的话语是什么?
The eternal, unchanging, all-powerful one.
永恒不改变全能的神。
So God says, I'm eternal, I'm unchanging,And I'm all powerful.
上帝说，我是永恒，是不改变，是全能的。
And that tends to make it too big for us to get near.
哇，觉得太伟大，我靠近不了。
So then he tells us more about himself.
接下来他更多介绍自己。
He said, I am merciful.
他说，我是怜悯的。
That word means compassionate.
代表充满慈悲的。
To feel the distress of others.And to be willing to help them.
感受到人们的压力，愿意帮助他们。
God is compassionate.
上帝是怜恤人的。
Then he said, gracious.
他说他是施恩的。
To be gracious to someone.
对一个人施恩。
Means to be gentle with them.
代表温柔以待。
To treat them with value.
对待他如同有价值的。
Treat them with respect.
带着尊重对待他。
Treat them carefully.
留意地对待他。
So although God is the eternal, immortal,Unchanging, all-powerful one.
我们的上帝是永恒不改变全能的主。
He is compassionate.
但是他却这样如此怜悯。
And he is gentle.
这样的温柔。
Then he goes on and says, I am long-suffering.
接下来他说他我是长久忍耐。
That means I am very, very patient.
代表非常非常有耐心。
I don't get angry easily.
不会轻易发怒的。
He goes on to say, I am abounding.
他说我是丰盛。
Overflowing.
满溢出来。
Overflowing.
什么满意?
With loving kindness and faithfulness.
慈爱、恩慈与信实。
So God is full of loving kindness.
上帝充满这样的慈爱。
It overflows.
满溢出来。
If you have a cup,
如果你个杯子,
and you get bumped,
哇满了。
What's in the cup overflows.
哇那个杯子就满出来。
Then you see what's in the cup.
你就看见杯子里有什么。
God overflows with kindness.
上帝满意的是他的恩慈。
And with faithfulness.
他的信实。
That means when we form a relationship with him.
代表我们跟他建立关系。
Even if we go up and down and are unreliable, God is faithful to us.
即使我们起起伏伏不可靠 上帝对我们信实。
That means you can rely on him.
代表你可以信靠他。
People may let you down.
人们让你失望。
But God is totally reliable.
但上帝是绝对可靠的。
Showing mercy for thousands.
是怜悯给千人。
God extends his kindness to multitudes of people in every generation.
上帝的恩慈要给众人到很多世代。
Forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin.
赦免他们的罪孽、过犯与罪恶。
So when we fail,
当我们失败
God is willing to forgive us.
上帝愿意赦免我们。
He just needs us to turn towards him.
他只需要我们转向他。
So the Old Testament,
旧约里头
God spoke what he is like.
上帝说出他自己如何
But words are one thing.
话语是一回事
It's another thing to see it lived out.
真的看他活出来是另一回事
And so all of the Old Testament,
所有旧约里头
is the little by little unveiling of what God is like.
一点一点来显明揭露上帝
如何 And it all comes to a climax in the person of Jesus Christ.
之后在耶稣基督的身上成为高潮
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督
he's described as the Word or God in the flesh.
圣经说他是道就是上帝成肉身
Or in other words, everything God said about himself
代表上帝说到自己的一切
Jesus lived it out in how he related to people
耶稣活出来看他怎么对待人
So if we want to know what God is like
我们要知道上帝如何
We see glimpses through the Bible
在圣经中你就看到那些简短的一篇
But when you study Jesus
但你研究耶稣
How he treated people
他怎么对待人
How he lived
他怎么生活
His priorities
他的重要顺序
What he did
他做的事
We see what God is like.
就看见上帝如何。
In particular, Jesus taught what God is like.
特别耶稣教导上帝是如何的。
And we're going to look at one of his teachings in a moment.
等一下，看他其中一个教导。
Now, one of the things that Jesus revealed about God,
有一点耶稣显明上帝的。
That people did not understand.
当时的人不理解。
He revealed that God is a father.
他显明上帝是父亲。
Now, no other religion.
没有别的宗教
No other culture of that day
没有当时任何文化
knew God as Father
认定神是父亲
Jesus came to reveal that God is a Father
耶稣来显明神是父
And his purpose is to raise up sons and daughters, a family in the earth.
他的目的要兴起儿女在地上的家庭。
Who will love him?
能爱他。
And represent him in the earth.
在地上代表他的。
So family originates from God.
所以家庭是来自上帝的。
So all of these attacks.In the modern culture against family,
现代文化很多对家庭的攻击
are attacks upon God and His very nature.
就是在攻击上帝和他的本性
It's the spirit of rebellion.
那是一种悖逆的灵
outwardly manifesting.
在外在彰显
in resisting God's plan for family.
抵挡上帝对家庭的计划。
So Jesus came to reveal to us
耶稣来向我们显现
that God is a father.
上帝是父亲。
This is he taught you how to pray.
他教我们这样祷告。
When you pray,
当你祷告
pray our Father in heaven.
你说我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven, we give you honor.
我们在天上父，我们尊荣你。
Because sons honor their fathers.
因为儿子尊荣父亲。
So Jesus came to introduce and teach us
耶稣来介绍教导我们
that God desires.To know us as his father.
上帝渴望我们认识他是我们的父。
So that raises some questions.
这里就有点问题了。
Firstly, what is a father?
首先，父亲什么？
What does it mean to be a son?
做儿子是什么意思呢？
How do I become a son?
我怎么样变成儿子呢？
Okay then, so let's have a look at that.
我们来看一看。
What does the word father mean in the Bible?
圣经中父亲这个词什么意思？
When we hear the word father,
当我们听见父亲
it brings to mind our earthly father.
马上想到是我们地上的父亲。
And we think father, that's what a father's like.
想说啊，父亲就是这样的。
Earthly fathers and mothers,
我们地上的父亲母亲
God's plan is they represent to their children what he is like.
上帝的计划是在儿女面前代表上帝如何。
But because fathers and mothers are often very damaged by sin or broken from their background,
但很多父母因为自己的背景受到很大的损伤
they often misrepresent and hurt their children.
反而是错表上帝伤害自己孩子。
The word father in the Bible
圣经中讲父亲
is the word meaning source,
代表是源头
originator,
它是起源
author,
是原创
Because the nature of God as a father
因为上帝的性情是父亲
is to provide
他要供应
to be a source for us
成为我们的源头
a source of what?
什么的源头
a source of life
生命的源头
a source of identity
身份的源头
a source of love
是爱的源头
a source of approval
肯定的源头
a source of provision
供应的源头
a source of protection
保护的源头
A source of guidance
指引的源头
The word father means source
父亲就代表源头
When Jesus was water baptized
当耶稣受洗的时候
The father spoke to him audibly so people could hear
父亲直接对他说话让人家都听见
And when you hear what the father said
你听见天父说
This is what he said
他怎么说
This is my beloved son
这是我的爱子
In whom I am well pleased
我喜悦的
Three things
三件事
First of all
首先
He expresses deep love and affection.
他表达出深深的爱与爱慕。
He said to Jesus,
对耶稣说
You are deeply loved.
你是我深爱的。
This is one of the roles of fathers.
这是父亲的角色。
Is to express love to their children.
对儿女表达爱。
My father was unable ever to verbalize that.
我的父亲从来没有这样说过。
Many fathers can't verbalize they love their children.
很多父亲从来不说他爱自己的孩子。
And we want to hear that from our father.
我们想从父亲口中听见这个。
You can hear I love you from many people.
你可能听过很多人说他爱你。
But hearing it from your father is special.
但听见父亲说是很特别的。
Secondly, you notice that the father spoke to him.
注意第二，天父怎么跟他说
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
My son.
我的儿子。
The father spoke identity over Jesus.
父亲对耶稣说出他的身份。
One of the roles of fathers.
父亲的一个角色。
Is to help children discover their identity. Who am I?
帮助孩子发现自己的身份，知道自己是谁。
When we come to God.
当我们到上帝面前。
And we become a child of God.
成为上帝儿女。
God is our father.
上帝是我们天父。
Our identity.
我们的身份。
Is not defined by our position.
不以我们地位来定义。不是金钱定义
Our country,
也不是国家定义
whatever,
不管是什么
It's defined by God,
而是上帝来定义
I'm a child of God
我是上帝儿女
God is my father
上帝是我的父
So God is not ashamed
上帝不以他为耻。
To say, this is my child.
他说这是我孩子。
And then the third thing the father said.
父亲说第三件事。
I am well pleased.
我所喜悦的。
In other words, he expressed approval to Jesus.
代表他向耶稣说出肯定。
Before he'd ever begun his ministry.
在他还没有开始服事之前呢。
Many people.
很多人。
Have never ever heard their father.
没有听过自己父亲。
Say I love you.
说我爱你。
Never heard their father say.
没听过父亲说。
I am proud of you because you're my child.
我以你为荣，因为你是我孩子。
And so there's a vacuum in our hearts.
我们心中就有这个洞。
Some fathers have been very critical.
有些父亲很批判。
Have abandoned their children.
抛弃自己孩子。
Been abusive to their children.
虐待自己孩子。
Or been very passive and not active.
或者非常被动，一点都不积极。
And many people carry a deep wound.
很多人带着很深的伤。
And are very angry.
很生气。
So when we talk about God being a father.
当我们讲到上帝是天父。
Their heart finds it hard to connect.
他的心很难连接。
Hard to relate.
很难跟他接触。
Because the moment the word father is spoken.
因为一讲到父。
Immediately their heart thinks someone distant.
马上想的是很遥
远的 cold,
冷淡的
someone angry,
愤怒的
someone judging,
论断的
someone who's away from me,
是非常遥远的
or someone who's hurt me,
或伤害我的
So Jesus came
耶稣来
to reveal what God is like as a father,
显明上帝是我们的父亲
and to bring us into relationship as sons and daughters,
带我们进入这样的关系做他的儿女
He didn't die to make you a Christian, a church person.
他死不是让你做基督徒。
He died to make you a son or a daughter of God.
他死让你成为上帝的儿女。
What does the word son mean then?
儿子代表什么意思呢？
What does the mean daughter mean?
女儿代表什么意思？
The word son in the Bible
圣经中讲到儿子
is the Hebrew word ben.
是希伯来文的 ben.
And it comes from a root.
他的字根
One who builds the father's house
是建造父亲家的人
One who builds the father's house
建造父亲家的人
So if God is raising up sons and daughters
上帝要兴起儿女
He's raising up people
在兴起人
who have a relationship with him
跟他有关系
carry his DNA
带着他的 DNA
his nature
他的本性
represent him Show people what he's like,
让人看见他是如何
and carry on his work,
继续他的工作
which is making souls,
就是赢得灵魂
winning souls, making disciples,
训练门徒
advancing his kingdom,
扩展他的国度
You notice this,
你注意哦
Jesus said this,
耶稣说
If you've seen me,
你若看见我
you've seen the Father,
就看见了父
Because he's doing the work in me,
因为他在我里面工作
In other words, Jesus is saying,
换句话说耶稣说
I'm exactly representing what God is like.
我完全代表了天父是如何的。
That's what sons do.
这是儿子要做的。
They show what their father's like.
显明父亲是如何。
They carry his DNA.
带着他的 DNA.
Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the father.
耶稣说你看见我就看见了父。
And part of your role as a son or a daughter.
你身为儿女的一个角色。
Is to live a life.
就是活出这个生命。
So people see God in you.
让人看见上帝在你里面。
The second thing Jesus said.
耶稣讲第二件事。
At the age of 12.
才十二岁的年纪。
Don't you know I must be about my father's business?
岂不知我当以父的事为念。
He understood as a son.
他明白自己是儿子。
He would not only just represent his father,
不仅代表他父亲
he would extend his father's work.
要扩展他父亲的事
So all believers,
所有的信徒
are called to relationship,
蒙召进入这个关系
to serving,
来服侍
and to representing God.
来代表上帝
And finally, Jesus said this,
终于耶稣最后说
this is what eternal life is,
那他的生命是
it's knowing the Father.
就是认识父
He said, I and the Father are one.
他说我与父本为一
I always walk in agreement with him.
我一直与他同心
So now when we talk father, son,
当我们讲到父子
now you understand what the Bible is thinking about.
你明白圣经要讲的是什么
Father is the source.
父亲是源头。
Sons and daughters.
儿女。
Live in relationship with him.
活在跟父亲的关系里。
Represent him.
代表他。
And serve him.
服侍他。
Okay then, that's the concept of sonship.
这是做儿子的概念。
So Jesus came to reveal to us.
耶稣来向我们显现。
What sons and daughters would look like.
儿女会是如何的。
And to make it possible.
让我们成看见可能性。
For you to enter that relationship.
你可以进入这样的关系里。
To everyone who received Jesus Christ,
凡接待耶稣基督的
who believed on him,
相信他的人
God gave the right to become a child of God.
上帝赐他们权柄成为上帝的儿女
To receive Jesus,
接受耶稣
means literally to take hold of him by faith.
代表凭信心得着他。
To believe in him,
相信他
is not just to acknowledge him,
不是光承认他
but to commit your life to following him,
而是委身来跟从他
So Jesus taught many things.
耶稣教很多事儿
He taught the disciples how to pray.
教门徒怎么祷告
Come to Father, he's the source.
到父亲面前他是源头
He taught people what God is like.
教导人天父是如何的
He taught about the kingdom.
教导神的国
But there's one place
但有一个地方
where he teaches what the Father is like.
他来教导天父是如何的
It's found in one of the parables.
在他的一个比喻当中
Parable is a story.
比喻就是故事嘛
With a spiritual meaning.
有属灵的含义其中
And we're going to look at that parable today.
今天我们来看这个比喻
It's found in Luke chapter 15.
就在路加福音十五章
And Jesus tells three stories or three parables.
耶稣讲了三个故事三个比喻
Each one has something in common.
每一个都有共通点
Each one has something different.
他们又有不一样的地方
For three stories,
这三个故事
There is something valuable which is lost
要很贵重的东西失去了
And an effort is made or a cost is paid to find it
他要付代价精力去找到它
But one of the stories
其中一个故事
is about the Father
讲到父亲
So we're going to read in Luke chapter 15
我们来看路加福音十五章
I want you to read in verse 1 and 2
我们来看第一第二节
And if we read in 1 and 2
第一第二节
We understand why Jesus actually shared this story
明白耶稣为什么要分享这个故事
Okay, then here it is
好你看
He said, a certain man had two sons
他说有一个人有两个儿子
Okay, now before we read that, we need to read 1 and 2
在这个之前要读第一第二节
All the tax collectors and sinners drew near to Jesus to hear him
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣要听他讲道
And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, this man receives sinners and he eats with them
法利赛人和文士私下议论说这个人接待罪人又同他们吃饭
So this is the third parable It's a very clever parable.
很聪明的比喻
Because it isn't complete.
因为它不完整
It leaves a question.
留下一个问题
For some people to answer.
要人回答的
So here's the story.
故事是这样
The tax collectors and sinners drew near to Jesus to hear him.
税吏和罪人挨近耶稣要听他讲道
In Jesus' day,
耶稣的年日
the tax collectors were the worst of everyone.
税吏是最糟糕的人。
They were considered traitors.
被大家认定是叛徒。
They took the people's money, they took the tax money and gave it to the Romans.
哇，拿着人的钱交给罗马人。
And they were corrupt, they charged extra.
哇，他们还腐败了，
更
多收一点。
Everyone hated the tax collectors.
大家都讨厌税吏。
Then the other group of people,
另外一组人
were just all lumped together, sinners.
全部就是罪人，全部包含
的。Tax collectors are the worst.
税吏是最糟糕的。
Drunkards and alcoholics and prostitutes and homosexuals, all the others were just the sinners.
那其他醉酒的妓女啦，犯罪的，全部都算是罪人。
And they gathered to Jesus.
他们挨在耶稣身边。
And he made the welcome.
他欢迎他们。
And he invited them to sit down and ate with them and talk with them.
邀请他们坐下一起吃饭，跟他们交谈。
So the first group of people.
第一组人。
Are a group called the tax collectors and sinners.
就是被称为税吏和
罪人。Who were despised.
被人轻视的
The other group of people
另外一组人
are the Pharisees and the scribes
是文士法利赛人
They look good
看起来很棒
They look to be behaving well
哇感觉行为很好
But they were totally corrupt
但完全腐败
They had no relationship with God
跟上帝没有关系
They were hypocrites
是非常虚
伪的 They pretended to be godlike
假装自己很
敬虔 But they were very legalistic and they put burdens and judged everyone
但非常律法把律审判啊
they,
放在每个人身上
what, How do they respond to Jesus?
他们怎么回应耶稣
They criticized him
批评耶稣
Why were they criticizing him?
为什么批评他
If you understand their culture
你明白他们的文化
In the culture in the Middle East
中东的文化里头
To welcome someone
你欢迎一个人
And then to eat with them
跟他一同吃饭
If you are a rabbi
如果你是拉比
is a great honor to the people
就是对这个人极大的尊荣
They were seeing JesusHonoring people that did not deserve honor.
看见耶稣尊荣这些不配得尊荣的人。
He was breaking all the rabbi rules.
打破所有拉比的规矩了。
Rabbis don't mix with that kind of person.
拉比不跟这种人和在一起。
But Jesus is not playing their game.
耶稣不玩他们的游戏。
He's come to reveal what the Father is like.
他来显明天父是如何的。
And he made them all welcome.
他欢迎所有的人。
And he talked with them.
跟他们交谈。
And he answered their questions.
回答他们的问题。
And he ate with them. He placed honor and value on them.
跟他们一同吃饭，给他们尊荣。
And so when he was criticized,
当人家批评耶稣,
he told the three stories,
他就讲了这三个故事,
and especially the story of the Father.
特别讲到父亲的故事。
Now, this story is about the Father.
这故事讲到这个父亲。
To reveal how amazing God is as a Father.
显明我们的天父是何等奇妙的父亲。
It's like Jesus saying to the Pharisees.
好像耶稣对法利赛人说。
You're upset with me because I'm having a meal with them.
只是因为我跟他们吃饭你就生气。
You want to see what my Father does.
你要看看我天父做什么。
He hugs them and greets them.
他拥抱他们，问候他们。
So let's look at the story.
来看这个故事。
The story is very clever.
很聪明的故事。
We haven't got time to go through it all.
没时间把全部看完。
So I'm going to focus on one.
我们只看其中一个。
And briefly mention the other.
简短提到别的。
Okay. A certain man had two sons.
一个人有两个儿子。
And the younger one said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods. Give me the inheritance that's mine."
小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请把我应得的家产分给我。
And so he divided to them his livelihood.
他就把自己的产业分给他们。
And not many days later, the younger son gathered everything together, journeyed to a far country, and wasted all his possessions with wild living.
过不了多几日，而小儿子就把一切所有都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
Then there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want.
耗尽一切所有的，又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。
And he was so desperate, he joined himself to a citizen of that land, and he sent him out to the pigs, to the field to feed the pigs.
他绝望到投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发到的田里去放猪。
And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating. No one gave him anything.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
Then he came to himself, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare? Here I am perishing with hunger."
他醒悟过来，就说我父亲有多少雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
"I will arise and go to my father."
我要起来到我父亲那里去。
And say, "Father, I've sinned before heaven and you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like a hired servant."
向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
And he arose and came to his father, and when he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran to him, fell on his neck and kissed him.
于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
And the son began his apology, "Father, I've sinned against heaven and your sight, no longer worthy to be called your son."
儿子就道歉说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。
But the father said to the servants, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf here and kill it. Let us eat and be merry."
父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的牌子跨拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
Now Jesus is an amazing storyteller.
耶稣是超级会说故事的人。
Now I know you know the story, you're probably familiar with it.
我知道你可能很熟悉这个故事。
But often when we get familiar with the stories,
常常你熟悉一个故事。
We don't think about what Jesus is saying.
就没有真正思考耶稣到底说什么。
But this story is designed to shock everyone.
这个故事是要震惊每个人。
It's to shock them about what God is like.
震惊他们，知道天父是如何。
Because their thinking is wrong.
因为他们的思想是错的。
And so in the story, there are two sons.
故事提了两个儿子。
The younger son represents the group of sinners and tax collectors Jesus has welcomed, and he's feasting with them.
小儿子代表那些税吏罪人，耶稣欢迎他们，跟他们一起吃饭。
The Pharisees and scribes represent the older son.
法利赛人文士代表长子。
Who currently are angry and critical and have not made a decision how they will respond.
哇，常常非常愤怒批判，而没有决定要怎么回应。
So as Jesus tells the story,
耶稣讲这个故事。
Keep the culture in mind.
你要记得他们的文化。
And keep how you would think.
想想你自己怎么想。
If this was happening in your family,
如果这个发生在你家中。
The younger son said to his dad,
小儿子跟爸爸说。
I see we've got a lot of wealth.
哇，你很有很多财富。
I don't want to wait till you die to get it.
我不要等你死了才拿到。
I want you to sell up the land.
我要你卖了你的土地。
And give me the part that belongs to me.
把该给我的给我。
Now, do you see what he's doing?
你看他干嘛？
This is absolutely dishonoring his father.
完全不尊荣他的父亲。
He's wanting nothing to do with his father.
跟他父亲一点关系都没有。
He's rejecting his father.
拒绝他的父亲。
He's wanting independence.
想要独立。
And he's bringing incredible dishonor.
带来极大的羞辱。
The parents lived on the farm.
哇，父这父母住在农房里。
Sell part of the farm. There's nothing for the. There's little for the whole to sustain them.
哇，如果把农场卖掉，就没有什么维持他们家计。
So the first thing is.
第一个。
Jesus shocks the people.
耶稣震惊这些人。
Of such a terrible, dishonoring son.
有这么可怕不尊荣的父亲。
That would talk to his father that way.
这样对父亲说话。
Then the second shock.
第二个震惊。
Is the father agrees to let him go.
父亲竟然同意让他走。
Instead of slapping him,
不是打他耳光。
He agrees to release him.
竟然同意放开他。
So those listening to the story are shocked.
听这故事人吓到
了。What father would do that?
什么父亲做这种事啊？
Give the inheritance before he dies.
没死就把产业分给他。
What father would do that?
哪个父亲做这种事？
And the land was the inheritance that was passed on.
那个土地下产业要传承下去。
The son wanted to sell up the family generational inheritance.
儿子要卖掉历代传下来的产业。
What father would allow that to happen?
哪个父亲肯做这种事？
And the son sold it all up.
儿子全卖掉
了。Took the money.
拿了钱。
And then he went off to the Gentiles.
就去到外邦人当中。
And he lost all the money.
把所有钱挥霍掉。
So the community.
社会上。
Are thinking.
在想。
What a disgrace that boy is.
这孩子太丢人了。
He has dishonored his father.
不尊荣自己父亲。
He's dishonored his family.
不尊荣他的家庭。
He squandered all of the money.
浪费所有的钱财。
That poor father.
可怜的爸爸
I don't know why he let him do that.
为什么让他做这种事
And now look at the shame he's got in his community.
看看他在社区带来的羞辱
Because of how his son is behaving.
就因为儿子的行为
And it tells us it gets worse.
更糟的是
Not only did the son lose all the money.
儿子不光是花费所有金钱
Lose what his father had given him.
失去父亲赐他的一切
Instead of growing it and developing it.
他不是去培养发展这个金钱
Instead of increasing it.
不是增加这些财产
Instead of using it to make money,
不是用钱去赚钱
He blew it all away,
把全部都花费掉
And now he's so desperate
现在绝望了
He's joined to work for a Gentile
竟然跟外邦人工作
And not just any Gentile, a pig farmer
不光所有外邦人
Now Jesus,
是养猪的
Jesus is trying to communicate
耶稣试着沟通
He has got to the very bottom
他已经来到谷底了
The pigs are unclean animals
猪是不洁的动物
No Jew would touch a pig
犹太人不碰猪的
The pig farmer was a total disgrace.
养猪是最丢人的事。
Anyone who's worked with pigs,
任何跟猪工作的人
you know how much they smell,
你知道有多臭
how ugly they are,
他们多丑
how horrendous they are,
他们多可怕
and greedy when you get to feed them.
你喂他们他们很贪婪的。
And this young man's job,
这年轻人的工作
is to feed pigs.
去喂猪啊。
What Jesus is communicating,
耶稣在讲什么
is there's no condition in life,
生命中没有任何情况
that is lower than that.
比这个更糟了。
This is the very rock bottom.
这真的来到谷底了。
The son smells.
儿子又臭。
He's lost everything.
失去一切。
He's brought shame to his family.
是家族蒙羞。
He's now brought further shame.
现在更羞辱的。
He's feeding pigs.
他在喂猪。
And fighting with them for the food.
哇，还在当中抢食物吃。
So Jesus is painting a picture.
耶稣画出这个画面。
So everyone would see.
大家看见。
There's no worse.Shameful place you could get.
没有比这个更糟更羞的地方。
And the son rises up.
儿子起来。
And he says, "I'll go back to my father."
他说我要回到我父那里去。
Now, when he goes back to the village,
当你回到村子。
In the culture of Jesus' time,
耶稣当时的文化。
A son who had shamed his family that badly,
是家族蒙羞的儿子。
The village would confront him.
村民都可以来找他。
Do a public ceremony,
哇，公开的仪式哦。
And then cancel him and forbid him in the community.
让他完全隔绝离开家族。
In other words, there would be no one anywhere able to support him.
代表没有任何人可以支持他了。
The father, how did the father respond?
可是父亲怎么回应
？So Jesus has painted the picture.
耶稣画了这个画面。
How bad the son was.
儿子有多糟。
So now he's going to reveal what the father's like.
现在显明父亲如何。
His father saw him.
父亲看见他。
When he was a long way off.
他还远的地方哦。
You only see someone a long way off.
之所以你看远远看到一个人。
If you are looking for them.
是你一直在找他。
Jesus is saying.
耶稣在说。
That even though the son acted shamefully.
尽管儿子做这么丢脸的事。
The father still loved him.
父亲仍然爱他。
The father desired to restore him.
父亲渴望恢复他。
The father was concerned for him.
父亲关心他。
The father was looking and waiting for him.
父亲在那儿等着要找他。
His father saw him.
父亲看见他。
And when he saw him,
看见他之后，
he was not moved with anger.
他不是生气哦。
He was not moved to punish him.
不是要惩罚他。
He was moved with compassion.
反而动了慈心。
Remember what we said about what God is like.
记得我们讲天父如何。
He is full of compassion.
他是满有连续的。
God is revealing again.
上帝再一次显明。
Through Jesus' teaching. teaching,
借耶稣的教导,
he is full of compassion.
他是满有怜恤,
he doesn't give people what they deserve.
他不把人应得的给我们,
he seeks them out to restore them.
反而要恢复他们。
The father was moved with compassion.
这个父亲动了慈心。
He was touched by his son's condition.
为儿子的情况而感动。
The son is broken.He's bowed down. He's defeated. His garments are unclean. He smells of the pigs. He's full of shame. There's no way he can restore himself. And the father, to make sure the people don't cut him off, runs to the son.
跑到儿子那儿去
and throws his arms around him,
哇手臂环抱他
ignoring his filth,
不管他身上的污秽
ignoring his sin,
不管他的罪
ignoring the shame,
不管那羞辱
ignoring the smell,
不管他的味道
he holds him,
他抱着他
and hugs him,
拥抱他
and kisses him,
亲吻他
and then restores him,
恢复他
puts clean garments upon him,
把洁净的外袍穿在他身上
clean garments upon him,
把洁净的外袍穿上
puts the shoes of sonship back on him,
把儿子
Puts a ring of authority on him. He restores the son. And then he calls everyone. I want to throw a very big party. I want you all to come. And to celebrate with me. I want you to celebrate my joy. I am joyful because my son has repented. My son is restored to me. Jesus is revealing. That's what lay behind.Behind him speaking and eating to the sinners and tax collectors.
就是在讲他跟税吏罪人一起吃饭。
He is revealing how extravagant God is.
他在写明上帝
何等大方。How generous God is.
上帝如此慷慨。
And it's got nothing to do with whether you deserve it.
跟你配不配没关。
It's because that's what God is like.
而是上帝就是如此。
The elder brother.
那个哥哥
was working in the field,
在田间工作
and he heard the sound of the party.
听见派对的声音
Now in the culture,
在当时文化
when the father held a party,
当父亲要办派对
and invited the city,
邀请成人来
the oldest son would stand beside him,
长子要站在他身边
and he would be with his father,
跟父亲一起
and welcome the people in,
欢迎人进来
for the eldest son not to be there,
长子不在那儿
was a public dishonor to his father.
是公开羞辱自己父亲
You see,How clever Jesus is in the story.
你看耶稣的故事多聪明。
He's telling a story about a son.
他讲的故事是个儿子。
Who brings dishonor to his father.
将羞辱父亲。
Because when the father wants to celebrate.
因为父亲要庆祝。
He refuses to join him.
他拒绝参加。
Refuses to play an elder brother role.
哇这个长兄的角色部分。
He embarrasses the father in front of the community.
在社区当中让爸爸丢脸。
The community know the elder son's there.
大家都知道长兄在那儿。
Excuse me, where's your son?
对不起，你儿子在哪？
Why is he not with you?
为什么不在这儿？
Why is he not here to welcome?
为什么不来欢迎我们？
Why is he not here to join the celebration?
为什么不跟我们一起庆祝？
Jesus is subtly pointing out.
耶稣很微妙地指出。法利赛人。
You are the elder brother.
你们是长兄。
You are religious.
你们宗教化
you work hard,
很努力工作
but you don't carry the father's heart,
但你没有天父的心
you judge the brothers,
论断你的兄弟
you look down upon them,
轻看他
you scorn them,
嘲笑他
you feel entitled,
你觉得自己应该
to this and that,
有这个有那个
and you bring dishonor to your father,
而因此不尊荣父亲
because you don't celebrate what he celebrates,
因为你没有因他的欢庆而欢庆
the father celebrates the restoration of sons and daughters,
父亲庆祝他儿女的恢复
but all you can do is look at them and judge them,
可是你看到他们是论断他们。
This is a very clever story.
这是很聪明的故事。
And the father then does an amazing thing.
之后父亲做神奇的事。
In that culture,
在他们文化里。
If the son refused to come in,
儿子不肯进来。
Later on, the father would deal with him.
后面父亲来管教他。
He would never leave the party.
他不会离开派对。
Because he's the host.
因为他是主人家。
But this party.
可是这个宴会。
The father leaves the party.
父亲竟然离开宴会。
And goes to search for the other son.
去找他那个长子。
This father had two lost sons.
这个父亲有两个失丧的儿子。
One who behaved badly.
一个很糟糕的行为。
And brought public disgrace to the father.
公开让父亲丢脸。
And one which behaved well.
另外一个行为良好。
But had a bitter heart.
但心里苦毒。
A judgmental heart.
论断的心。
And dishonored the father.
不尊尊荣自己父亲。
The story is left unfinished.
这个故事没有结尾。
Because Jesus is putting a challenge out.
因为耶稣给他们挑战。
This is what God is really like.
上帝是这样的。
He is different to what you think.
他跟你想的不一样。
He is compassionate.
他是充满怜恤。
He is generous.
他是慷慨的。
He is extravagant.
他是非常大方。
He shows mercy.
显怜恤。
He restores those who have failed.
恢复那些失败的人。
In the story,
在故事里
Jesus reveals.
耶稣显明。
That is what God is like.
上帝是这样的。
And because that's what God is like,
因为上帝是如此。
This is why Jesus made people welcome.
所以耶稣欢迎这些人。
He welcomed the lepers.
欢迎那些麻风病人。
He welcomed the tax collectors.
欢迎税吏。
He welcomed the broken.
欢迎破碎的。
He welcomed those who have failed.
欢迎那些污秽的。
He's revealing this is what Father is like.
他在显明天父是如此。
Father is not concerned about how far you've fallen.
天父不在意你跌得有多深
His concern is for you to return.
他在意是你能够回来
People who are religious don't understand that.
宗教化的人不明白这个
The elder brother
长兄
refused.
拒绝
This is your son.
那是你儿子
Not my brother.
不是我兄弟
He's wasted all your money.
他浪费你所有的钱财
He's not entitled to anything.
根本没有资格接受这些。
Why you being generous to him?
你为什么对他这么大方
？He doesn't deserve it.
他根本不配。
That's how religion thinks.
宗教是这样思考。
He says, "I've worked hard."
我努力工作。
I've remained faithful.
我继续忠心。
Why didn't you give me a party?
你为什么不帮我干派对
？The father said, "You've ever been with me."
父亲说你常与我同在。
You only had to ask.
你只需要求。
So Jesus is revealing.
耶稣在显明。
And this is the purpose of his ministry.
服事的目的就这个。
He come to make known the Father.
他来要认识父。
And make a way for us to return to him.
让开一条路让我们回到他面前。
And experience his love.
经历他的爱。
His provision.
他的供应。
His blessing.
他的福分。
His protection,
他的保护
His guidance,
他的指引
So we might grow,
让我们成长
To be sons that represent him well,
成为好好代表他的儿子
I want you to close your eyes right now,
邀请大家闭上眼睛
Close your eyes right now,
现在闭上眼睛
God is wanting to touch the lives of many people here,
上帝要触摸很多人的生命
Perhaps you need to make a decision to receive Jesus Christ,
可能你要做决定接受耶稣基督
The Bible says,
圣经说
God so loved the world,
神
God the Father
父神
so loved each person
如此爱每一个人
that he sent his only son
差他独生爱子
to die on the cross for our sins
为我们的罪死在十字架上
and rise from the dead
从死里复活
so that anyone
要任何人
any person
任何人
who would believe on him
只要相信他
would not perish
就不至灭亡
but have eternal life
反得永生
In John 1:12,
约翰福音一章十二节
to everyone who received Jesus,
凡接待耶稣的
because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, the way to the Father.
耶稣是往天父那边的道路，真理生命
to everyone who received Jesus,
凡接待耶稣的
took hold of him by faith,
凭信心得着他
attached to him,
依附于他
held on to him,
紧抓着他
received him.
接受他
as their savior,
做自己救主
to them he gave power to become a child of God.
他赐他们权柄做上帝儿女
So today in a moment,
今天等一下
if you're not a Christian,
如果你还不是基督徒
you can become a child of God.
你可以成为上帝儿女
just with a decision,
只要做这个决定
to give your life to Jesus Christ,
将生命交给耶稣基督
and receive from him,
从他领受
forgiveness for your sins.
你的罪得赦免
you repent.
你悔改
you turn away from living independently.
转向不再独自生活
you turn back to God.
转回上帝面前
the young man
那少年人
came to his senses.
自己醒悟过来
I'm suffering and hungry.
我在挨饿受苦
but in my father's house.
但在我父的家中
even servants are treated better than this.
连雇工都有比我更好的待遇
I will go to my father.
我要去到我父亲那里去
and I will ask his forgiveness.
请他饶恕我
Today you can receive Jesus Christ.
今天你可以接受耶稣基督
ask forgiveness for your sins.
求他赦免你的罪
and become part of the family of God.
成为上帝的家人
But we notice another thing about the young man.
但这少年人还注意到一点
He joined himself to the pig farmer.
他投靠那个养猪的
His life was defiled.
他的生命得污秽
So perhaps there are some of you today,
可能今天有些人
and you are struggling,
你在挣扎
Perhaps you have a broken relationship with your father.
可能你跟父亲的关系不好。
You've been hurt by him.
他伤害你。
Abused by him.
虐待你。
Wounded by him.
因他受伤。
Perhaps he's neglected you.
可能他轻忽你。
Never told you he loved you.
从没有说过他爱你。
Never affirmed you.
没有肯定过你。
Always been demanding.
一直都很多要求。
Perhaps he was abusive.
可能是暴虐的。
Perhaps he was sexually abusive.
可能在性上面虐待你。
And your heart is broken.
你的心碎了
Why don't you today
好不好今天
Come to Jesus
到耶稣面前
And ask him to heal you
求他医治你
Perhaps
可能
You've suffered rejection
你在拒绝中挣扎
You've struggled in your life
你生命一直挣扎
And like the young man joined to the pig farmer and the pigs
就像这小儿子跟养猪的一起
Perhaps there are things in your life you're ashamed of
有些你生命的事情让你羞愧
There may be addictions to drugs, alcohol
可能是对酒精毒品上瘾
There may be things you're attached to
你接触的一些东西
You may be attached to pornography
可能你在色情上上瘾
You may be caught up in spiritism
可能你曾经交鬼
Maybe you're worshipping idols
可能拜偶像
Maybe your life is tormented by unclean spirits
你的生命受到不洁的灵污染
Today you could do what the young man did
你可以照这少年人做的
And turn to the Father
转向父亲
And he will set you free and deliver you
他会释放你使你自由
Perhaps you're tormented by bitterness
可能你被苦毒折磨
By anger
愤怒
By hatred
仇恨
You could turn to Jesus
你可以转向耶稣
And he will set you free
他会释放你自由
Perhaps it's a part of your heart
可能你心中一部分
You've been traumatized
你受到创伤
Wounded
受伤了
Betrayed by someone
有人背叛
Abandoned by someone
有人抛弃你
Deeply wounded by someone
有人深深伤害你
You say Lord
你说主啊
I'm coming to you
我来到你面前
Or perhaps you've been very religious
可能你是很宗教化
Very critical
很批判
Very bitter
很苦毒
Why don't you turn to the Lord
好不好转向主
He invites you to
他邀请你来
To repent of bitterness
来为你的苦毒悔改
Of being critical
Of
being judgmental,
为你的论断悔改
To repent of pride,
你骄傲悔改
And to turn to Jesus,
转向耶稣
And ask for forgiveness,
求他赦免
Today in a moment,
等一下呢
I'll get everyone to stand,
我要请大家站立起来
And those of you today,
今天大部分的人
That wish to come to the Lord,
想到主面前来
For restoration,
得恢复
For salvation,
得救恩
To be healed,
得医治
To be delivered,
得释放
To be touched again by God's love.
再一次让上帝的爱触摸你。
To be set free from something.
从一些东西摆脱释放。
Make your way to the front.
你可以到台前来。
We're going to begin to worship the Lord.
我们要开始敬拜主。
And then we're going to lead you in a prayer.
然后带你做这个祷告。
And pray for the power of God.
祷告上帝能力。
To touch you.
来触摸你。
When the son came home.
当儿子回家。
He experienced being loved.
他经历到爱。
He experienced being hugged.
经历到拥抱。
He experienced a new robe.
经历新的袍子。
He experienced cleansing.
经历洁净
He experienced freedom
经历自由
He experienced restoration
经历恢复
Let's stand, let's come to the front right now
我们先站立起来需要到台前来